And next with us, calling us from Toronto, is Marnie Wasserman. Marnie is a certified nutritionist, chef, and practitioner. She's here to share some of her views with us. Marnie, you're on Wellness for the Real World. Thank you.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Marnie. I got to tell the audience, I know Marnie's husband who hiked to the North Pole in this big race had got sick on the way with some like major cellulitis or something like that. Something horrible that I don't know how he made it through it and like won the race. So
yeah,
she has this amazing husband who's also, he's a vegan also, Marnie, Ryan?
Yeah, he is a vegan and he actually did the whole race on a plant-based diet as well. So
yes,
that just goes to show what the body can do.
Yeah. So Marnie obviously is the expert on this type of stuff. And Marnie has, she's been to the Institute of Holistic Nutrition and basically can teach people how to be vegan healthy. Now, first of all, please, before you go on, remind the audience exactly what it means to be a vegan.
What it means to be a vegan is you are not eating anything that comes from an animal. So definitely no flesh food, no dairy, no eggs. Nothing that has eyes, as some people say. So everything is predominantly plant-based. So grains, nuts, seeds, vegetables, and a lot of whole foods that are coming from the ground or from the earth.
Okay. So tell us, why did you become a vegan?
I have always been into the whole food way of eating. I've always felt good that way. So knowing where my food's coming from and knowing that it's coming from a plant-based source has always done myself well. And then there is always, you know, learning about the ethical and moral issues that have come to terms regarding animal food and animal protein and what is done to animals through the industry. That has definitely changed my appeal and my approach to food as well, too. So the more I've learned over the years and the more I've stepped and leaned into vegetarian veganism, not only morally and ethically has it felt right, but physically. That's really the test at the end of the day.
Got it. So now, what do you teach people? Do you have a lot of people that come to you and say, I want to become a vegan. What do I do? What do you teach? Where do people start if they want to do this so that they can start and do it, quote unquote, right?
Okay. And the majority of people who actually come to me just want to start off eating healthy. And that's the starting point. That's what gets me the most excited because I don't preach veganism or vegetarianism on anyone. I definitely promote a plant-based lifestyle. So the people who come to me through consultations or to my cooking classes are just wanting to learn how to incorporate more plant-based foods. So that nothing gets me more excited than that because everyone can eat more plant-based foods. Everyone can start to incorporate more vegetarian meals into their diet throughout the week. They can start making one meal a day more vegetarian. They can make a couple meals a day, a couple meals a week. So that's what I show people. So I show people how easy it can be to prepare these foods and put them together at home, and they have control over what they're eating. So from learning how to shop, where to shop to get and source these ingredients, to stocking their kitchen cupboards, and then lastly to putting them into a wholesome meal. That is exactly what I do.
So if people don't want to eat meat, what do you recommend as sources of protein so that they can, let's say, you know, I like meat. One of my, I don't like Boca burgers. I think they're nasty. What do you recommend to somebody like me?
So a lot of people assume that a burger or a soy burger or a tofu burger